Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
If you've never been to the Petrified Forest in Theodore Roosevelt National Park South Unit, you might want to consider doing it this year. And even if you have been there before, another visit to see these remnants of another time is a worthwhile experience. If one could travel back in time to 65 to 55 million years before present, a time shortly after the extinction of the dinosaurs and before the Ice Age, what is now North Dakota was subtropical and be characterized as supporting swamps and forested floodplains. It would have been something like what is now in the coastal areas of the southeastern states, and is sometimes compared to the Everglades or Okefenokee. Some of these trees fell into the water. With little oxygen in the water, decomposition was slow, and these tree trunks became buried in sediment. With little decomposition, minerals in the water slowly penetrated the trunks and replaced the organic substances in the trunks, forming petrified wood. The variations of color of petrified wood are a function of the minerals involved. As many of you know, petrified wood can be found in many places in western North Dakota. It's less frequently observed eastward and generally of smaller pieces, and perhaps not as fully petrified as that of the southwest. No doubt some of you have seen the 120-foot-long redwood log on the Capitol grounds, which was found near Dickinson. It might surprise you, but the Petrified Forest is considered to be the third highest concentration of petrified wood in the United States. It's an interesting place. There are several stumps, some over 10 feet in diameter, plus they're all there in their natural location. The Petrified Forest is located off I-94 at exit 23 west of Medora. There are 10 miles of trails there that enable visitors to see two areas of petrified forest, referred to as the North and the South Petrified Forests. The trail also connects with the Mottehay Trail. Give yourself plenty of time to explore the area. The Park Service suggests 5 to 6 hours. So consider a trip to the Petrified Forest. A trip to the Badlands is always interesting, and spending some time in the Petrified Forest is well worth visiting several times. I've put links to more information on petrified wood and the petrified forest along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.